racial epithet towards your people. It wasn't even your people, but that's how little I care about them all.
Who comes from a good together. Chinese family?
Is he a crazy rich Asian?
Are you crazy rich Asian?
He's got such a happy face. I like him.
Oh, you should see. He's very blue coats.
He's very sweet, but like he just fucking won't shut the fuck up.
How old is he?
Tiny dogs do that.
He's 3 years old. Yeah. But he's house trained and everything.
That's how my dog's 12 and doesn't shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that sucks.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording. Mm.
We're
recording after I said gook, so now I can't. It's all right. My wife's Asian listening audience.
Don't worry. Fine. You can be terrible on podcasts and no one cares. Actually, a lot of people show up.
One black friend. It's fine. Yeah. Come on.
I have three black friends. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And all three of them are our fantasy football league. Guys.
Down to business.
How the fuck are we? How the fuck are we listening audience?
Feel good. I feel good. I feel non-threatened by your fantasy football
draft. Yes, we just had our fantasy football draft.
Let's go over Ryan's draft.
Yeah, I had a poor draft. I tried to outsmart myself and didn't do a very good job of it. It was the opposite, really.
He took Aaron Rodgers very early in the second round.
Now, to be fair, now listen, I understand it flies in the face of traditional fantasy football, right?
Mm-hmm.
But being that it's a quarterback league, B, a guy who's literally going to get, if he stays healthy, 40 touchdowns, right? In the aggregate.
But here's the thing. With the people that we're drafting with, you could have got better value for him. You could have probably got him in the third or the fourth round because nobody...
But as the last pick in the draft, in a snake draft, I don't think that's that bad of a move. I took the best wide receiver and the best quarterback available. The second best, the running back, who was... It was like the dude from...
And because
Minnesota.
Of that, your running back situation's fucking
it's terrible.
The dude from Minnesota has a real shot at being legit. And here's what... It comes down to both of the things that you guys just said. Bill saying that, you know, we got some dummies in our league, so things
sure.
do fall. And then the other thing, like you said, is a quarterback's league. Therefore... The guys that actually do get leaned on as a running back are much more valuable because quarterbacks are going to score. You're going to be able to find quarterbacks deeper in the draft that are going to score not that fewer points than Aaron Rodgers on a weekly basis.
I would agree with you if it was in 2016. But in 2018, it's been proven there's five good quarterbacks. Everybody else fucking sucks. They're in the 20 to 28.
Right, but those five quarterbacks would have been available in the fourth round.
Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady throw 40 touchdowns a year, and everybody else is 30 or below.
Passing touchdowns count for 4 points. You'd probably rather get the guy who's going to run for six touchdowns like a Cam Newton.
I should have known that going into that.
Or Deshaun Watson.
Well, what the fuck? Why did you make passing touchdowns like
that?
That's how fantasy works. That's standard scoring.
That's standard.
To receive a touchdown is six.
Or to rush for a touchdown is six.
That's how it's been.
Listen, tweet us. I don't feel that that has been...
That is so standard.
It really is how it's always been.
And that goes back to the days of fantasy football being something you'd have to keep track of your own stats.
In a newspaper, yeah.
Yeah.
It forever has been 4 points per passing touchdown. But also...
Could you imagine doing fantasy football that way?
My buddy's dad is still in a league where they have to do that. They still do that to keep things traditional.
With the newspaper?
Mm-hmm. They have to clip them out and mail them to somebody.
That's awful.
Ridiculous.
It is 100% based on touchdowns. Nothing matters but touchdowns.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's so crazy.
I mean, well, whatever.
And it's like a big money league. They play like 200, 250 bucks.
That's old school. That's some real greaseball shit, you know? The old...
It is racial slurs today.
You love greaseball and gook today. Those are your favorites.
Gook is way...
I'd say it combined seven times between the two words today.
Yeah. Gook is a way more racial slur than greaseball, because I'm Italian, so I can say that. But my wife is Asian, so I can say gook.
All right, wait, let's go back over. You didn't get the best wide receiver in the draft.
Best
available, yeah. You got Odell Beckham Jr.
Wait, who's going to have a monster year.
He's going to have a good year.
He has Eli.
Yeah.
He had monster years in the past with Eli.
And Eli's approaching 40 now.
Mm-hmm. Eli, listen.
It's possible. I'm not saying that
he
for sure.
Be good.
For a motherfucker that has an extra chromosome, he has done well for himself.
Lamar Miller's trash.
Yeah, no, I have a terrible
team. Apparently, Lamar Miller's numbers last year were actually pretty pretty decent when Deshaun Watson was playing, and then horrible other than
I had him.
Who took Deshaun
Watson?
I think Sam did,
I think.
Oh, okay.
I was fixing to take him.
Which
you got the crow?
Yes, I as the crow flies, bitches.
Oh my god! You should know damn well that's not gonna pan out.
I know. Listen. It's what? September 3rd, 2018 right now. I'm calling my shot. 2018 all fantasy right. football. Fantasy Boys League champion. I will skull fuck you all blindly, as I have said in the past.
Did you guys see this thing? If you click on a player, it gives you an aggregation from Watson, the computer. IBM Watson,
yeah.
And it says, based on 18,428 stories analyzed by IBM Watson, football experts feel good about Drew Brees. But, like...
And then it said, fuck Ken Jennings.
They are concerned about Odell Beckham Jr.
Yes. Let's see how many of players that Ryan are concerned about versus... Watson feels good about.
All right, please list them.
They feel good about Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
So that's one.
Kenyon Drake.
I don't even know who
feel Kenyon good about. Drake is. Good. Weird to me.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
strange.
I was so surprised that he was
that's
the 32nd ranked player.
Okay. I don't fucking know. Lamar Miller.
Concerned. Has to be concerned.
Good. They feel good.
Wow. Maybe Ryan's got to sleep.
I feel like Watson is.
I feel like these are articles that people are putting out there. These are just random articles. Like, yeah. So people are saying, yeah, he's a good pick in these later rounds. That might be what the consensus is. So I don't think it's all that accurate. All right, what else we got?
I just don't see it.
So he's three good so far.
Yeah, there we go.
Brandon Cook's concerned.
Concerned?
I think he's going to have a big year because they lost Sammy Watkins and... Who's the other receiver?
Greg Olsen, concerned. They got
yeah,
ranks.
Greg Olsen. I can't believe he was ranked that high. And that was
Alshon Jeffrey.
Who's out the first
concerned.
Two games. Yes.
Ravens defense.
Concerned?
Concerned.
Mm. Okay, I lost count.
Robbie Gould?
Got a lot of concerned. Probably
Ravens
good.
Ravens right in the back. No, concerned.
Concerned, okay.
Tevin Coleman.
I mean,
I'm going
all...
concerned. What do you pick?
Good.
Good. All right. Really?
Good. Right. Hey, there we go.
The crow.
Oh, please.
Caca.
Don't you dare.
Caca.
Concerned.
Oh.
Yes, okay.
Concerned. Alan Hearns.
The king's going to have a bounce back here.
I think he's going to have
good.
A good season. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. He's the only he's big the receiver end. There outside of the fucking
Devontae
white guy.
Devontae Parker.
Oh, got to be concerned. Yeah.
Ty Montgomery.
Concerned.
Good.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see
okay,
why.
Watson. Yeah, why? Why could they be feeling good about someone that is buried on the depth chart?
I don't know if he's that buried. Is he? He was a starting running back.
Because Jamal Williams is bouncing back from an ankle issue and Aaron Jones is suspended for two games.
Former wide receiver, Ty Montgomery.
But he's a running back. You
no,
can't
I know.
Put him in a wide receiver.
Oh, you can't? Fucking, God damn it.
You can put him in at flex.
Cortland yeah. Sutton? Concerned.
I only picked him
Jeremy
because...
Hill. Probably positive.
Who? Jeremy Hill's with the...
Jeremy good. Patriots.
Patriots now, right? I think he'll have a good season with him.
Well, every Patriot running back gets like fucking 15 touchdowns because they only run them from the 2-yard line mm-hmm. to fucking pound it in. Fuck the Patriots. By the way, like, I know this isn't a new point, but it is very funny that like every NFL... team reflects their city, like how Boston fucking mm-hmm. has all white skill receivers, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Baltimore has all fucking convicts.
Cleveland too.
Yeah. I like convicts, I just hate Baltimore, that's all. Fucking, I will tell it again, I believe I told this on the inaugural for Fantasy Boys podcast, Terrell Suggs,
uh-huh.
Ravens linebacker, got his abusing in right under the deadline, right before Ray Rice, and it came out that he dumped bleach on his fucking, like, his girlfriend.
What?
Good
yes.
God.
Yes, he beat the fuck out of her and dumped bleach on her. So, he's a fucking piece of shit, and his gum line looks like a fucking sand tiger shark.
He's on the show Ballers with The Rock.
Is he?
Yeah, he's like playing himself, and they make him to be comical and likable.
Well, I mean, that's pretty funny. The dump bleach on your fucking girlfriend.
Maybe she wasn't doing the floors or
anything. I mean, you know what? Yeah, you're right.
Maybe he was just trying to teach her a lesson. Maybe he was just trying to carry it.
Maybe
he's tough love.
Maybe she got bit by or stung by a jellyfish. And he's like, I'm not being on you. That's gross.
Something acidic. I need something real fast.
Acids and base.
To be fair, he did dump a bunch of baking powder on her right after that. So it was kind of, he was looking ahead.
And then vinegar. It was like a volcano.
Yeah, paper mache volcano.
Wouldn't it be fun to turn somebody's butt into a paper mache volcano?
That would be the funniest thing.
That's gotta be a porn. There's gotta be
one of the funniest pieces of video footage in America of all time is in Jackass 2, where it's like a train set and they paint Dave England's ass like a fucking background of a mountain, so you can't tell what it is at first.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Shits. In slow motion.
Yeah.
That's the funny. It's like a perfect turd, like fucking explosive. Like,
I was never a fan of them exploding his
hilarious. No, that's
colitis or whatever.
That's hilarious. When they went into the fucking the hardware store and he just like took a shit. That is fucking comedy gold, man. Like, you still can't. It doesn't matter how you be Dave Chappelle on fucking like the Bradley Cooper brain drug or whatever, and still not get funnier than a fart. A fart, poop, all of that shit. The funniest thing.
Now, Lord knows I'm a proponent of farts and poop.
Absolutely.
But I like seeing an actual person diarrhea.
Hilarious.
Is not as good as like a party boy kind of thing. To
oh me. No, yeah. I think
making,
that's extra
making
fun.
Strangers uncomfortable is always going to be funnier to me.
Pooping in public, hilarious.
I think pooping in public is very, very funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious. One of I don't remember who it was, but I was reading like an oral history of like the UCB theater, something like that. But allegedly one guy who I don't know, I would give him credit because I laughed for a half hour about this. Was he just did his act, right? And just like fucking, like, without explaining anything, he was still telling his act and he was like stripping down completely naked, right? And he fucking laid down a tarp and, like, as he was telling his closer, without ever acknowledging that he was naked, just took a giant dump.
Stage! That's amazing!
How could, first of all, to have that kind of colon control is unfucking believable.
Man, I doubt I could even take a piss in that situation. Exactly. With a bunch of people staring at me, I doubt I could even piss.
That'd be very difficult to do.
But to take a fucking full blown, like, shit, like you a coil.
Take, like,
whole
beta
coil.
Blockers and laxatives. Both.
That's so funny. And, like, nobody could top that for me. I the other day I remembered something from one of the two things that I remember from high school being the funniest. This is the hardest I've ever laughed of all time. In ninth grade, we went to Benina, right?
Yeah.
So remember when they, you graduated before, but they built like the new part of the school and then we were all in the old part. So then in ninth grade, we were going to switch to the new part while they renovated the old part. So everybody was fucking drawing on the walls and like ripping shit down or whatever. So, in science, we had this teacher, his name was Mr. Schumer. I don't know if you know him.
I don't remember anybody.
Yes, but he was a very rotund, large man, but he had a voice that was very comically high.
Why would you do that to yourself? Why would you instruct teenagers?
It was comically high. Like, it was like a cartoon. It was like Mickey Mouse, he sounded like. And he was this big, fat guy. So, it was like the last week of school. Everybody was fucking just like destroying it because they're gonna demo it anyways, right? And nobody gave a shit. So we had these big long paper rolls on the wall from some unrelated project, and we were watching a movie. So like we were all talking, and he got real upset. He had left the room earlier, and like we had started drawing underneath the paper like big dicks, you know what I mean? Like just intricate, like shaded, like realist dicks.
Yeah,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were talking in the movie. He gets up. He gets so pissed. He's like, "You guys need to settle down!" And rip the paper off the wall. And right next to his face was a giant fucking dog. I have never laughed harder in my fucking life. And nothing will ever top that.
That's amazing.
But yeah, this is the simpler, the fun, like the simpler, the better as far as laughter goes. You know what I mean? Like nobody, I don't know.
Dixon Cooper always hilarious.
Absolutely.
This is coming from a guy that likes to use some of the most obscure references in your stand-up.
I'm very aware.
So why don't you take your own advice and say, "Oh, simple is better."
Because I don't want to be successful, Bill. Okay, like I like being fucking on the comics. Whatever, I don't give a shit. Point is that none of you will be funnier than a dick or an open butthole. So,
open buttholes are funny.
Quit it.
They're gross though.
They are.
Ah, sometimes open buttholes are a whole bunch of fun.
Mm, yeah, that's true.
I don't know. About
sometimes
that.
They're a whole bunch of fun.
Planet of the Gapes.
Before we go too far, can we talk about mine and Bill's team?
Sure. Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
Mary actually got a really decent team too.
Fuck her, Mary.
Fuck you. Auto-drafted
you auto drafted again. And she's going to win again, or like at least get the finals again.
Over Brian's team, Carson Wentz. What round did you get him? Sixth or seventh?
Maybe the seventh or eighth.
Okay, see, that's good value. And he's a top five quarterback.
All right, listen, Darren Revelle.
Kareem Hunt, that was your sweetheart last year.
My sweetheart this year got taken like right before me. Royce Freeman is my guy this year.
Who took him, Sam?
From Denver. Sam took him.
Yeah. Jimmy Garoppolo is a backup. That's solid. I mean, literally could be just as good, if not better, than Wentz.
Possible. I just believe in Shanahan. I believe Garoppolo's good, but I believe Shanahan is amazing. So I'm believing in that.
Yeah, that guy that blew a four-touchdown lead in the second half of the Super Bowl. He's a good fucking coach.
You got Ingram. He's got.
They put up quite a few points in the first place.
Yeah. Ingram's good, but I mean, he's going to be out a couple games.
That's why I got him in like the sixth round.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He had a PED suspension.
Fifth Jones also out two games. So you're leading the all suspension team.
Yeah, Jones is out two games. Ingram's out four games. But my running backs. Starting running backs are Hunt and McCaffrey.
Yeah.
And then I got Carlos Hyde, who I don't know why anybody's really seriously looking at any other Browns running backs.
I don't... Yeah, they signed... Like, he had...
It's Carlos Hyde.
He had 1,200 all-purpose yards last year. I don't understand
and like 10
why...
or 11 touchdowns?
Yeah, I was looking for him, but you got him before I could get him.
Yep. I feel like I don't understand his evaluation whatsoever.
Nor at all.
I feel like he was a third to fourth round guy. Like, he should be up there with where Derrick Henry was.
Yeah, for like, sure.
I don't see why you wouldn't put him up there. So
Derrick Henry, I think, was too high.
Derrick Henry's a huge man.
Derrick Henry...
I had him on my team last year.
DeMarco Murray was a beast.
I know.
Where did DeMarco Murray go?
But he's so...
Oh, did he?
Retired.
No shit.
He's so up and down.
Spray can.
Yeah. But like that depended on his touches, I think, mostly. But they brought in Deion Lewis, which a lot of people are thinking are going to... Because he did well on the ground last year.
Former Brown.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
Fucking spray tan retired, though. No shit.
Yeah.
How come? He wasn't that old.
Spray tan.
Don't you remember when...
DeMarco Murray?
Yeah, don't you remember when the fucking... He went to Oklahoma State, right? Wherever he went. Like, the backup running back, he was fucking his wife, and, like, he blew him up on social media, and, like, took the fucking screen cap from her phone, and she had him saved under her phone as spray tan.
Oh,
oh man. That's fucked up.
Jesus.
Spray tan, though, is hilarious. I can't, but, like, he really retired, no shit.
Yeah.
He's, like, a year away from a fucking 1,000 yards rushing season, right? Like, he was really good last year,
he was
right?
Pretty good, yeah.
He was pretty good. All right, my team.
I on my bench, I should say that I got Aaron Jones, but I also got Jamal Williams. So whoever works out from that Packers backfield, that's mine. Sterling Shepard, Pierre Garçon, who's a number one receiver.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling pretty good. Ben Watson and George Kittle are my tight ends. Not super great about that.
Kittle's got a lot of upside. You know, Watson is what he's going to get some touchdowns, so just because of that New Orleans offense.
Yeah.
But he's not going to be high volume, I think.
Thinking I might have to wheel and deal for a tight end, though.
Yeah. All right. I got Drew Brees, one of the top five quarterbacks in the sixth round.
Sure. All right.
Alvin Kamara. I have a very New Orleans team.
Saints heavy.
And then Michael Thomas.
Taking the Saints to win it all, baby.
Who's this? Alex Collins. I think, is going to get a lot of touches for Baltimore.
I don't love him. I mean,
I don't love him, but I think just... pure volume.
I hated it. He was going ahead of Royce Freeman and DeMarco Murray. I think, not DeMarco Murray, Derrick Henry. I think both of those guys are better than Alex Collins.
Yeah, they were both gone No, I think I got Collins before. I think Collins is better than Henry. I don't think Henry's going to do what he did last year.
I think he'll do better personally.
Well, we'll see. A little prop bet.
We shall see.
We'll see.
That he exceeds last year?
Yeah.
I'll bet you $10.
Okay. There we go.
There we go.
This is like a real sports show now.
First prop bet of
the entire fucking podcast.
Now, what do we do? Overall production?
Just whatever his fantasy points were.
Oh, his fantasy points.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
This year versus last year. I hope he gets hurt the first day.
I'm looking up Spray Tan stats. Spray Tan was fucking a good back.
Yeah, he was.
For a long time.
So then I got Josh Gordon. Got Kyle Rudolph. Happy about him. He's a solid.
Thielen's
fucking awesome. Especially in PPR. Sanders on the bench. Rashad Penny. We'll see what happens with that dude.
I like your sleeper receivers.
Yeah. Lockett's good. Keenan Cole. Because I like him because they don't have anybody right now. Since Marquise Lee got out, Keelan Cole's probably going to be the dude.
Him and D.D. Westbrook are the two guys.
Mike Williams, Chubb. I know you guys aren't high on Chubb, but you never know. He could do something.
I think Mike Williams has a shot to take whatever
I think
goal
be...
line looks that Antonio Gates has been getting over the years, even though they have Antonio Gates. I think everybody's forgetting, and I took him late in my other league, and I was eyeing him right after you took him. I picked a couple after you, and Mike Williams was the pick. He's huge.
Yeah.
And Keenan Allen is really good and is going to get the number one share, but he's also injury prone, so you never know. And then on top of that, this is a top 10 pick. Mike Williams is a big top 10 pick.
Yeah.
Here's a free one for every Cleveland t-shirt company. Chub up. All right?
Chub up real quick.
Yeah,
it should be chub up real quick.
Yeah, chub up real quick. Let me chub up. That's a free one for all of you.
And then my back
at me. At
quarterback
me.
Is Case Keenum. So I think that I got a pretty solid
does
team.
Does Polk get fucking... No, he doesn't, actually. Because I was talking to him about that. About the Factory of Sadness shit.
Only one company,
right.
CLE Clothing Company, actually paid
but then,
for the ones
but then retroactively, though, because there were so many people fucking cribbing off that, like, way
before. Well, yeah, like, GBR was one of the first ones to steal that.
Yeah.
And, like, I think he told him to stop making it, like, through Beater. And then...
Did he break his knee?
Something, you know, whatever.
He sent a heavy.
I just think that's, like, such a crazy... Because people don't give a fuck. So if you make that, you're like, oh, that was funny. I'll make it into a shirt, not pay this guy.
Yeah.
And people are like, yeah, give me that shirt. I just want the shirt. I don't care who's getting the money.
Right.
People are insane like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But let me chub up.
I like
up.
GBR's shit, too.
For the most part, the Keep the
year.
Chief thing is the fucking lamest dad fucking t-shirt of all time.
I don't like that one, but I got a couple Landry shirts and Sunshine.
Oh, well, that's
Mike
good.
Clevenger. I'll pay $30 for a t-shirt.
Mike Clevenger. Come on, Fantasy Boys, bitch.
I struggle to buy anything with current players for anything.
Yeah.
Unless it's somebody real obscure.
A t-shirt I can deal with, it's the jerseys. Fuck no.
I got my four. I have four throwback jerseys. And those are the only. I don't know if I've talked about those on this podcast before, but I have four of like the Mitchell and Ness style throwback jerseys.
Uh-huh.
And they are Korean bootlegs.
Nice.
My sister got them in South Korea.
Oh, yeah. See, I know about these.
She brought me back the first one, and it was a number 76. And in my head, I'm like, this is the ultimate number. Because you got Groza, and it was Marion Motley before the number change rule.
Yeah.
So it's both, and it's long sleeve. It's perfect. Got the Mitchell and Ness patch. It's beautiful. Next one she brings back is a I went with Gene Hickerson, 66.
All right.
So it's like white, this one. So it's the white away jersey, but this time it says Browns at the top right under the neck, which is like something that was on the newer jerseys, definitely not on the older ones.
Sure.
It said nothing. Okay, little thing, still love it. Next one has like mesh on the sides. And it's 86 for Dante Lavelli. It's my buddy's grandpa. He's a Hall of Famer for the Browns. So I grew up knowing this guy, so I got that one. And it's a weird mix, but I actually like it better. It's my favorite out of all of them.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is super comfy with the mesh.
I went to.
And it's super obvious that it's Korean bootleg. And then the fourth one has no sleeves on it.
Nice.
It's just all fucked up.
No sleeves at all?
No.
Like a basketball
shirt? No, like it's like high up.
Oh, okay,
it's,
yeah.
So it doesn't have the long sleeves.
Yeah.
Which is like the main feature of the throwback jerseys. Yeah.
I played baseball growing up with Lou Groza's grandkid. Oh,
that's cool.
So I had, he like autographed like a picture for me. I still have it in my house. Shout out Jeb Schubert, who was actually at fucking Polk's St. Patrick's Day party. I guess his wife knows his sister or something like that. So shout out, yeah, fucking Lou the Toe Groza, Hall of Famer, and he played offensive line too, didn't he?
Yeah, he's a tackle.
Yeah, that was back in the day when they had the fucking rivet for 14 hours and then play a fucking NFL game and smoke fucking two packs of fucking Lucky Strike
cigarettes.
Regional
pro wrestlers and concrete workers and shit.
Absolutely, that's the best. That best one of the best pictures. There's two pictures that I want to get for my new house. One is Kenny the Snake Stabler playing fucking pool with the cigarette fucking hanging out of his mouth. I'm gonna get that printed and like framed.
Okay.
And the other one is Len Dawson in Super Bowl I at halftime drinking like a tab with a fucking like a cigarette.
Did you ever see Norm Van Brocklin on the sidelines when he was coaching?
No, huh?
Wearing a suit and like a fucking fedora, just chain smoking cigarettes.
The
he
best.
Was a son of a bitch.
That's the Norm best, man. Those guys were fucking hard.
Listen to that name, Norm Van Brocklin. Yeah, I'm going for some pictures.
I need to see this.
Yeah, it's fucking... Oh, it's the best. Like, that old school NFL, like... I mean, all those guys died at, like, 36.
Yeah.
Because of... Because
they were...
Severe brain trauma.
Gladiators.
And, yes, exactly.
Unlike these
they were literally...
Nancy boys that we have playing the game these days.
Yeah.
That want to keep their brains intact.
Exactly. Ooh, la-dee-da. I want to control my bowels past my 50th birthday. Boo, boo, boo. Come
I don't
want to
murder
pussy.
My whole family.
Yes, exactly. I don't...
Because I can't control my rage.
I don't want to Chris Benoit, my daughter and second wife. Oh, la-dee-da. Get the fuck out of here.
No pictures of it. What the fuck is it?
I've
seen video. NFL Films talking about it.
Several years ago, who was the San Francisco coach? It was the guy that they fired before they had
Chip
Chris
Kelly?
Single. No.
Chuck Bednarik. Look at this picture.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
That's amazing.
He's fucking smoking a cigarette and a
and
cigar.
And a cigar.
In full pads.
Side of his mouth.
Yes. No, who's the guy, the coach for the Niners, before they had Singletary, Mike Singletary or whatever, before the can't win with them, they fired whoever the guy was mid-season for Mike Singletary.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what this guy's name was, and he was a shitty coach, but he dressed in suits. He was like one of the only guys in the modern era to fucking do that. I can't fuck. He's the one that drafted Alex Smith when Alex Smith was like supposedly a bust for the first 4 years of his fucking career.
I remember Steve Mariucci was coaching there.
It was after Mariucci. It was after Mariucci. Fuck, what was that guy's name? I'll look it up.
I'm looking it up right now. I'm on it.
Yeah, all
right. I'll be stamped for it.
Yeah, because then they started, not Pryor. Who's the other fucking Ohio State quarterback that was might have been good?
Troy Smith.
Troy Smith, yes.
He wouldn't have been good.
He'd had several good games with San Francisco. I like Troy Smith. Troy Smith was the shit. Although Ohio State, kind of problematic these days, as it turns out. Not a big Ohio State.
Mike Nolan.
Mike Nolan, yes. He dressed in suits. And he was the shit for it. I think more NFL coaches should do that.
I think that they should have to wear the full regalia like baseball.
Like baseball?
I like that. I like that. I think they should have to dress like cheerleaders.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like male cheerleaders.
Fucking corny ass Hugh Jackson and fucking pads. That'd be great. Hugh Jackson... If Hard Knocks is exposed anything, it's just like, I can't believe this corny-ass motherfucker
got a
has
job.
Made it this far.
Right?
Yes.
Right? He's coached two NFL teams.
How? How?
It's insane.
He is a
weird.
Terrible coach. I'll take fucking Haley.
The locker room seems to stay with it.
Why, though? I don't understand how. Like, if you were a 21-year-old dude, do you really think that you would respect what fucking... the guy from... I think I've described him as this before. It's a very obscure reference, but it's spot on.
You're the king.
Yes, I know. There's that movie...
No, he likes regular...
Yes, I like regular
comedy.
Fart and dick jokes. Okay. What was that movie with Ed Helms and the guy from The Wire and they were on a business
trip. I fucking love that movie, yes. Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Rapids. Great movie. He's the fucking guy from Cedar Rapids. Well, I do a great impression of Omar from The Wire.
That is also the fucking dude from The Wire.
No, I know, exactly. Jeez. Which is hilarious and a joke. But his personality in that movie is fucking to a T. Is Hugh Jackson. And I don't understand if you were a 21-year-old dude that you'd be like, yeah, this guy's cool. I'll listen to what he says.
I love when he jumps into the lake. The cleanse or whatever they called it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they acted like it was this thing. Like he had actually overcome something. And something different. You did something that most Clevelanders do recreationally on a nice
exactly. day. You're supposed to do it in the wintertime, yeah. Bitch. Like, what the fuck?
And he's like, I'm not doing that again. Fuck you. It's Lake Erie. We get it's not great, but it's not that bad.
I like Todd Haley. Todd Haley's such a red ass that, like, I fucking... Like
I like Greg Williams. I like how the whole defense, after they clap and break it down and say, get some, bitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, he's great, too. They're both very colorful. And, like, fucking, as opposed to Hugh, like, it's a very big dichotomy there. And I think that it's going to bite them in the ass at some point in the season. Speaking of saying that word, I was doing a show a couple weeks ago, and you know that joke I do about the Kentucky Derby? Mm-hmm. About, like, the tiny, brightly colored gentleman who isn't very athletic. You know, he should sell his underpants, you jockey or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I stumbled over, like, my wording, and I said, you know, the tiny colored fella that sits... I was like, oh, no! Ooh, that's not what I meant to do! I just saw a bunch of, like, a bunch of people, like, look up, like, all of a sudden, they were into it, and then it went, I was like, oh, there's. I gotta keep plowing through for this one.
So there's a new show. That dude that we were talking about from Cedar Rapids, he's on that new Jack Ryan show with Jim from The Office.
Yes,
I wanted to start that.
It's fucking good.
Came out.
Why is Jim from The Office in all these propagandistic military movies now?
This one's a
little. I hate you for labeling anything and everything that has to do. With somebody fighting on the side of the United States is propaganda.
What else is it?
Entertainment.
It's entertainment, yeah. And also...
But it's real-world consequences.
Yeah, but this... What? How?
What?
Tom Clancy doesn't write the wars. Fucking
Tom...
What? What are you talking? Yes, Tom... The guy who wrote 100 fucking pro-CIA books does not like clandestine wars.
No, I didn't... I said he didn't write them.
Dude, I love shit like that. Army movies, I love military movies, I love CIA movies, I love FBI movies, all that shit, and I have not joined any of those things.
I like them that are good. Fucking Spy Game, that's a good movie, because it's an anti-CIA movie, basically.
If you joined the military because of 13 Hours or the Jack Ryan movie or TV show, then...
You're stupid.
You were going to join anything.
Yeah, there's a lot of fucking dumb people.
Honestly,
no one's going to watch this. No one's going to watch Jack Ryan that, like... It's not a ton of action. It's more a little bit more like this, chess games and stuff like that.
This war
and hold on, let me finish.
All right.
They are making the terrorists sympathetic. They're not just making them into monsters, they're making them into real characters with real backstories. So
it's also a real thing that's happened. Like these things that they're portraying that you're calling propaganda are real things happening on the planet Earth and are as entertaining of a subject as you can get, as interesting and as unique of a life experience as one can have.
And unpredictable.
How are you not going to make movies and TV shows?
I completely agree with you. Why, then, do they happen? Because we started it. Is it the long and short of it? There's a book. I'll let you... It's on that bookshelf, whatever. It's called Legacy of Ashes. It's The Rise and Fall of the CIA, whatever. Literally every single clandestine operation that they have tried to participate in since World War II has blown up in their face and created more fucking enemies.
Jack Ryan doesn't work for the CIA.
Yes, he does, doesn't he?
No, he's a...
I saw Patriot Games.
He's an analyst.
Patriot Games is a good fucking movie, though.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
And I like this. I like Jim as... John Krasinski.
But he's in the fucking Benghazi movie, too?
Yeah.
Yeah,
did you
see
a dude with the shirt off, though?
Yeah, he's fucking Jack Ryan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, we could all be Jack if we were taking fucking HGH. All those fucking...
All of them take HGH and
every single one
every
of them.
Every single one. You don't just... Like Thor. Like, you know, exactly. He's like, this is Thor's workout. You look at it, you go...
Nah.
No.
Or like Sean Penn. I watched that... It was like Shooter or The Gunman. The Gunman, that's what it's called.
Uh-huh.
The last Sean Penn movie came out. It's really stupid, but like it's Sean Penn's fucking attempt to be Liam Neeson, like a late career action movie or whatever. Mm-hmm. He is fucking, you can see the vein in his fucking like cock push out through his fucking shirt. That's how ripped he is. Like, that's how fucking much blood is fucking pumped through this dude's body. But it's like, dude, you're 58 years old. Normal people don't look like that. You had to have fucking taken some sort of...
Let me ask you a question. How often are movies getting pushed way back because somebody couldn't get in good enough shape? How many times have you ever heard of that happening?
Never.
Not a single goddamn time. How often have you heard where somebody... maybe pulled a muscle while training.
Never.
And it pushed back the shooting by 5-6 months.
Never.
Never heard it. Not once. Because these dudes are taking all of these substances absolutely. That are very much banned by professional sports, and they do work, and
that's
you,
the show
you
muscle.
Cannot muscles. Transform your body like that absolutely. Without chemicals. Yeah. It just doesn't happen. Nobody, like you, Christian Bale, have you seen those swings in
oh, yeah,
his body?
All right, so what you're telling chemicals. Me is... we should all start doing HGH.
Yes, absolutely.
If it made financial sense for us, then yeah, go ahead.
If you had a trainer,
if we are the most ripped
fucking
podcast,
let's be the most ripped podcast.
We could go to Fantasy Boys,
Fantasy Men.
Yeah, no, it's the boys.
Fantasy Men.
What are the like HGH isn't as bad as steroids. Or
I don't
know.
Steroids aren't even all that bad.
Yeah,
according
if you cycle
to certain
them off.
Things.
It's
yeah,
just
yeah.
how you do them.
Like, personally, I am one for... I mean, like, until it's all figured out, fine, fair play in professional sports, to a degree even, but, like, in the rest of life, let's see where science can take us. Let's
oh, yeah.
see how healthy
I'm
not it can get
to
us.
That.
Let's see how amazing it can make us. We should be studying this far more, and people are putting up these roadblocks.
I watched the
and I'm for it.
I watched the football life of Lyle Alizado the other day, who like blames
Three
steroids,
Mile Lyle,
yeah, for his fucking brain cancer or whatever, which is not true whatsoever.
I mean, it can actually it can accelerate the growth of cancer cells.
Yeah, you're growing
everything. But also does physically grow your heart because it is a muscle as well.
But the NFL
so steroids are not.
But the NFL used that as propaganda, like
oh, against steroids.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But you can use it in certain ways, like that's why. Have you seen Icarus?
No, that's the Russian.
You
thing.
Haven't seen Icarus?
I
it haven't. Is so right up your fucking alley.
Yeah, I
have
figured.
You seen? Do you
know,
what,
know
it
what
it
is?
It
is. No,
it's the Russian doping,
God.
Thing, right?
Yeah.
Dude, no, it starts off as this dude who's a cyclist. He's a he's a cyclist and a documentary filmmaker, and he saw what Lance Armstrong did, and he wanted to.
Hey, I'm on the phone with Marty.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. What? So he wanted to see if he could do the same cocktail that Lance Armstrong did and see how good that would make him in cycling.
Right.
So he goes to the USADA people in the United States.
No, it's not.
And is like, can you help me do this safely? And they said, absolutely not. No.
Not but when there's a timer.
There's this guy in Russia who could probably help you out.
Yeah.
So he calls and this guy's like, oh, yeah, totally. I got the out. And so he is hooking him up with this cocktail and telling him how to take it and how to beat the tests. And then he starts uncovering the fact that he has also been the guy in charge of the state-sponsored doping program for every single Russian athlete, period. And then while they are making this documentary in which they are Skyping back and forth and talking... the shoe drops on that being the case in Russia.
Yeah.
And they have cameras on this guy and fly him to the United States as Putin is finding out that the guy in charge of all of this has gone missing. And
oh, no shit.
Like,
that's insane.
It is just this insane, starts off as one thing and then lightning in a bottle in one of the more intense, incredible ways any filmmaker probably has ever just caught naturally. Like, you just... you gotta see it though.
So that one like best documentary or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Oscar. It's so good.
I just watched have you guys seen Hostiles yet? It's on Netflix with Christian Bale. It's like a Western.
Oh, I've
Holy
heard of it.
Fucking,
I want to see it.
Dude, it is like the bleakest movie I've ever seen.
I'm not doing dick until I'm done with Ozark though. That's my new.
It's like
season 2.
I don't yeah, I've never
seen 2 episodes in and loving it.
Okay, I gotta do a little
Jason Bateman
thing on
is pretty
one,
okay.
Jason
it's a good, it's a good show. Season one,
yeah.
Season one
Michael
is
Bluth.
Really fucking good. Yeah.
No matter what, he'll always be Michael Bluth.
Yep.
He's all right in my book. You know, his best character is like a fucking throwaway thing. It's so stupid.
Smoking Aces?
No.
Dodgeball?
No. It's, what's that Ben Affleck movie where he's the politician with Russell Crowe? And, like, it's like a fucking Russell Crowe's a reporter and Ben Affleck
is a
senator. Oh, dude, it's so fucking bad. It's so bad and convoluted. But Jason Bateman plays, like, this witness or whatever that they never, like, it's not a comedic performance. He's, like, trying to be dramatic or whatever. And he's, like, this sleazy dude or whatever that, like, talks about, like, they take him to a hotel and then he's like, yeah, I did ecstasy and I fucked her boyfriend and her girlfriend. It's like, you're not believable, Jason Bateman. Just because you have your lapels past your fucking blazer doesn't mean that you're a scumbag. You're too wholesome. But then again, I've never seen Ozarks.
But he also, it's drugs, good. Right? It's pretty, but he, in Ozarks, it's just Michael Bluth willing to
go comedy?
No. Like, he's, but he's like kind of like this financial advisor that gets into crime.
He's laundering money for the cartel, and then the cartel finds out that his partner was skimming money.
So it's Carlito's Way, basically, as a TV show.
I haven't seen Carlito's Way since I was like 16.
With Sean Penn and his terrible fucking wig.
Yeah. But, Sean so Penn. He's like, he moves to the Ozarks in Missouri, I think. Yeah.
Arkansas, right?
No.
Is it
Missouri.
I think it's Missouri.
But performed there many times.
Have you?
Yeah.
Nice.
There used to be a comedy club
Lake of the Ozarks?
Yeah, there's a comedy club in Columbia, and you go and do a one-nighter in Lake of the Ozarks. Those people party. It was fun.
Yeah. That's
good times there.
They, in the show, they said that there's more coastline than the entire state of California.
Yeah.
What is it, like a lake?
It's just like a big, long series of lakes, and they're just... They're real long. So, like, it just goes all the way through Missouri, basically.
Oh, okay.
For, like, hundreds of miles.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
See, that's why I've been growing up on Midwest propaganda that the Great Lakes are the
So much propaganda. Lakes. Everything's propaganda, really. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It is. I mean, Great Lakes are bigger lakes. But
open your eyes.
Are...
Wake up, sheeple.
Because these ones are almost river-like.
Okay.
I mean, they're definitely lakes, but, like, they're, like, long and narrow. Like
the Finger Lakes.
Yeah.
Like the Portage Lakes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You ever been up on Portage Lakes? You can rent pontoon boats and shit.
Yeah,
and just kind of kick it on Portage Lakes for like 40, 50 bucks a day. Like,
that's
it's
not
like
bad.
Nothing.
I want a boat on Sunday with Cody and Becky and some of their friends. And we only got to go out for like 10 minutes because the Coast Guard shuts everything down when the like Blue Angels and stuff go out for the air show. Well, because they... If it's a military plane, you can't have anything under it because someone might try and shoot it down or whatever. Because
they got, you never know, if bombs are just going to fall out the trap doors.
Yeah.
I guess that too.
No, they're more worried about someone shooting up at them.
Blue Angels is so fucking cool.
Yeah.
I'll tell you
that
what,
shit is so
the
awesome.
Last week living in fucking Lakewood has been like Syria because fucking all
the practice, yeah.
Yes,
dude.
Man. Like
they
fucking,
fly.
So low.
So low, but like in that diamond formation, their wings are like 18 inches from one another.
Yeah.
It's insane. 18 inches.
You see it great from grandma's apartment. Like they come right by the
window.
That
is super awesome. You should have like, did you watch today from the roof? Because that's the way to go. That's what we did like 3 years ago.
I watched enough like during the week that I saw them come by there like a dozen times.
The B-2 bomber, that's the one.
Yeah, that thing's badass.
Yeah,
shit,
I saw that. We drove by it. We were going... On the east side.
That thing flies over your village, and that's the end of days. Like, you're looking
still,
at that thing going...
Operation Rolling
Thunder. Fighting
the
fucking Imperial.
I'm just a
straight little kid whenever I... Like, because as soon as I knew that it was that time and, like, I saw the first plane, I just go, yeah! Like,
I
want to be...
I do the same thing.
America.
Did you know that in Operation Rolling Thunder in the Vietnam War, the United States Air Force dropped more ordnance on Laos, Cambodia, and Vietnam than they did in the totality of all of World War II in the European theater?
I mean, no, but like World War II is like the first war when airplanes started even.
Yeah, but they decimated fucking the entire continent of Europe. And they did that all in one fucking operation. And
I know, but you really, like, the amount that you're doing is you blowing your wad 30 years later? 40 years later?
Well, the point is that the whole point of
operation... It's all cheaper, it's all easier, and they've been stacking that shit.
There was no strategical advantage of Operation Rolling Thunder. It was literally a terror campaign from Kissinger, who just said, let's inflict the most damage possible on the civilian population to try to scare the North Vietnamese into surrendering. And it didn't work. Mm. So fuck the United States military and fuck fucking John McCain. Had to get that one in there, too.
I'd just like to go on record as saying I am anti-Ryan DiPerna in his views on most things.
No, that's okay. Yeah, most like, people these are. Views yeah. don't reflect the views of my colleagues. I'm just saying. Yeah. Come at me. I'm the one that's anti-military, except for Robbie Bourne. I fucking like that guy. Everybody else. Yeah, fuck off. Basically. Robbie Bourne, you're cool.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Yeah. You're cool. Yeah, I mean, they've done a lot of good things, too.
Yeah, like create ISIS. That was a cool thing that the United States military did. That was a good one.
Let's be honest. Those fucking Iraqis ISIS, that we armed the shit out of and tried to help them defend themselves, they are a huge piece in ISIS becoming ISIS. A small little organization with no fucking money, very little arms.
You're right.
All of a sudden runs up on these dudes with the Humvees and the machine guns we gave them, and those dudes were just like, take it. Go ahead.
Yes.
And then they very quickly came upon hundreds of millions of dollars in cash.
Yes.
Fucking, that's not 100% our fault. We tried a plan that seemed to make sense.
It's 100% our fault for fucking overthrowing the country. That didn't need to be overthrown.
That's not black and white.
Yep.
That's not black and white.
Get the fuck out of here. In 2018, you're telling me that the Iraq War in 2003 was not black and white. They did not need to invade fucking Iraq. Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. They lied on national television and in newspapers saying they had weapons of mass destruction when it's demonstrably proven true that they knew that was false. The CIA was telling them that was false and would not go on record. Dick Cheney personally lobbied fucking on television going against like the briefing of George Tenet, who was the CIA director at the time, saying not to do this. It isn't true that they had like these tubes to accelerate uranium or whatever. And it's on Meet the Press in, like, 2002. It's a fucking a scam, a lie, the whole thing that destabilized the entire region that planted the seed for World War III that's happening right now as we watch it.
World War III is not about to happen.
Okay, a greater global conflict centralized in the Middle East is happening.
I still don't think that's
gonna World War III is going to happen on the internet, motherfuckers.
You're probably right.
I know.
But I just mean
that's why like, you get that Bitcoin nation, now.
As far yeah, skip the Bitcoin. As far as nation states going, having conflicts with one another, the Middle East will forever be destabilized, mostly on our actions.
Okay.
Yes. I'm right.
Your football team still sucks.
I don't care.
Wouldn't you say that and I mean, like, I'm not saying I'm against it, but wouldn't you say that Israel is the main driving force in the unrest in the Middle East?
Yes, I agree with that. I completely agree with you.
Not invading Iraq?
But who gives Israel all their military technology and money to do that? Us.
I'm not saying that I fully agree with Israel, but I'm not also saying that I fully am anti-Israel by any means.
Israel's an apartheid state.
That's another thing. It's definitely not black and white. I'm not saying they handle everything properly by any means.
They literally wall off an entire population and then don't let them be citizens, like, in their fucking country. That's the very definition of an apartheid state. I don't know what else, how you can argue otherwise. Like, I'm not saying that they're, listen, it's very convoluted, as you said.
And I will let you say the rest of your piece, but I'm not going to rebuttal because I do not want to make this podcast significantly about Israel and the Middle East.
That's probably a good thing. All of Brian's Palestinian friends agree with me.
I do have a good Palestinian.
See, exactly.
Close Palestinian.
You're right. Hey, Brian, Palestinian friends. He was never one of you. He's fucking...
I told you that dude put the Jewish kid on his fucking softball team as a ringer.
I agree with Schizo Bill or Martin Malloy, whatever he's going by now.
Schizo Marty now?
Yeah, Schizo Marty. He just goes on stage, he's been going by Martin Malloy. But I believe his conspiracy theory, the Jews run the Israeli government. Which is such a good joke.
He's so funny.
It's such a good joke, and nobody gets it.
He got hit by a car the other day?
Yeah, dude, I was doing detective work with him today. We went to the intersection where he got hit, and he wanted to make sure like he had the light pattern right. Yeah. And like he was nervous that he was crossing illegally because it was a blinking... Like a... you know how Lakewood ones, it's like the walk guy and then it does the countdown.
Yeah.
And he's like, it was blinking and there was a countdown. I'm like, well, then you're fine. He's like, but the red line, if it's blinking, it means it's illegal to cross. I'm like, no, but a blinking with a countdown, that means you have that much right. time to cross. He's like, okay, good. She's a liar.
So there's like the beautiful mind yeah. like thing going on. Fucking, that's...
I hope he can sue her.
I do too.
To get enough to buy a car.
Yeah, that's all he needs.
He, like, I saw him the other day. And I was like, hey, what's up, Martin? He's like, I just got hit by a car. Like,
oh, that's how he starts. What? Yeah, whatever the most recent trauma.
He's like, you should buy a stress ball for me. I was like, I don't have any money, Marty, but I'll buy you a soda.
I got him banned. I didn't get him, but like I told him he needs to ban himself from the casino because on Monday he did Barrio, made like $80
yeah.
from selling those stress balls, and then went immediately in the morning and gambled it all away. I'm like, dude, you can't be asking people for money like that and then just going and spend it. And he's like, yeah, I know. So he went and got himself banned.
He was trying to do
He got himself banned?
Lifetime ban, yeah. He went and did that, excluded himself.
Good for him.
Yeah, I think it's the right thing to do. And then we went and saw Mission Impossible today, which is a fantastic fucking
movie.
That's
what I heard.
But my God, listening to him eat popcorn was such a struggle. He's lip smacking, fucking mouth open chewing, just going so fast too.
He should have
just so excited about it and just like scooping handfuls into his mouth.
Did you get him a big ass Pepsi?
Yeah, of course. I treat him. Yeah. I treat my boy right.
He should have.
Every time he walked into brother's lounge, can I have a spot? Yeah, go over to the bar. Get yourself a Pepsi on me.
Well, if he was gonna get himself banned, he should have just done like the fucking all out, like Nicolas Cage and Leaving Las Vegas or whatever. Like, that's my son!
Just freaking out.
Flipped over the fucking table.
Yeah. Well, he didn't want to get arrested too.
Yeah, that's true. He probably would have. Yeah. That wouldn't have been a good.
That's not a guy that gets arrested and they're like, we're gonna let him go right away.
Yeah. One time I did a show at his group home like 5 years ago, 4 years
How
ago.
How was that?
It was actually really fun, but like the fucking microphone was just like a toy microphone.
Yeah,
I was in the living room, mm-hmm. and then he paid me in White Castle sliders and Capri Sun. I was like, ah, that's cool.
That's not a bad gig. Yeah, now he lives with a roommate in Bay Village.
Does he?
Yeah, he's been living there for a few years. Because when he lives over in that group home, it was all the way out in fucking Parma Heights. It's a pain in the ass to get to.
Yeah.
But now he's over here. Like, he lived with this guy before he went to the group home. And just fucking drove home all weekend from the comedy fest. I love hanging out with that dude. He's so fucking funny.
He's
but
great.
I can tell when he's like, all he can think about right now is this car wash. Or not this car wash. This car settlement.
Mm.
And how much he's going to get from that. Because it's like, we're watching the movie and he's enjoying it. But like... Like, the whole way there, like, he wasn't really talking. And then as soon as the movie ends, like, can we go to Detroit, Warren, so I can see about that thing? I'm like, yeah, let's go. Let's go do some detective work.
His childlike whimsy is very pure, and I enjoy it.
But I also want to do a podcast. Well, I'm going to do a video series with him where I make him eat vegetables.
I've been talking about doing that with Dave Herron for a long time.
Yeah. But Marty freaking out over vegetables is going to be... fucking fantastic.
Dave Herron doesn't eat vegetables? You're kidding me.
It's hilarious how much he hates them. He goes so out of his way to pick them out of shit.
I'm shocked.
Dave Herron's about 500 pounds.
Yeah.
And he's about 5'8".
He's a very large man. Very funny.
Hilarious.
Dude. Very good dude. I like him a lot. He's just, he'll be the first one to admit he's a large fella.
He's got amazing fat jokes, though.
Yes,
he's
very much
like,
so.
Some guys go out there and their fat jokes are just
like, huh.
Dave's got some original shit, like talking about taking the CPAP mask and say, what's your name, baby? I'll write it on your back and goose pimples. That shit is hilarious.
Yeah. He's a funny dude.
Funky in the folds.
His, the dick pic thing I think we're talking about.
That is so fucking funny.
He bought a laser etcher, and then retroactively, like, fucking, like, I got this laser etcher, I should probably do something with it, made guitar picks called Dick Picks, in which he engraves a penis.
DropDPicks.com.
Yes.
Okay. They're like realistic dicks, and his mom is the one engraving these dicks for him.
Amazing. Alright, should we wrap this one up?
Yeah, we're at an hour.
Ozark calls.
So, we fucking accomplished a lot. You guys got anything to plug? I don't know. We're almost at a year. Yeah. Next week will be our year anniversary.
Dave and Buster's is September 22nd.
Dave and Buster's September 22nd, 9 o'clock. headlining
like 10 o'clock.
Listen to my album, whatever you use to listen to music, like whatever your streaming thing is. Make like a Bill Squire channel, and that helps the algorithm put more Bill Squire out into the world.
What's it called? Decisions aren't my thing.
Yeah, just search Bill Squire, not Bill Billy Squire. Squire. Bill Squire.
No, and, unless you like Bill the Squire stroke, thing. In which case you shouldn't be on Spotify.
Bam.
Yeah. All right, I think we're good. Next week is going to be our year anniversary.
Special edition.
So we're going to fuck.
Yeah.
Live on air.
We're mm-hmm. going to do a Lucky Pierre. Brian is the Lucky Pierre.
Please. What? You really think that
what is
I'm
going to
be receiving anything?
It's the Lucky Pierre is the guy in the middle from...
Looking at this room... Very, Ryan is the Lucky Pierre. Also,
fucking,
your dick's too big to put it in.
I was gonna say, like, what? I should alpha. I'll pee on. Like, wait, I'm gonna look at you straight in the eye in this doorway when we leave and just start pissing my pants.
And you can blame it on Ginkgo or whatever your dog's name is.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Some crazy fucking. Yeah, it's Ginkgo biloba. Whatever. I don't know. All right, you guys are fucking the best. Fucking fine.
Poop and Pete.